Alla där rats.
Cymbalom.
Dulcimer virtuoso. Before I say anything about Alla där rats' personality or artistry, let me quote Bence Seborci. The source must be pristine, noted Béla Bartók in one of his writings, the same Bartók who chimed the original sound in his Cantata Profana. Alla där rats knew that the original
sound of music was his best partner in his artistry.
This genial artist preserved the unsoiled nature of his original source of music, even when classical music saw its highest popularity. This is when the Roma Gypsy music movement competed with Bach's untamed struggle. This artist showed an impeccable passion throughout his life, and the child's simplicity vibrantly worked in him along with his curiosity towards the beauty of life and artistry. This was the privilege of the great thinkers, of the common people, of the children, and of geniuses. It is important to always be close to life's and humanity's great achievements. This was his mantra, and it is what he left as his legacy for his students,
especially when he spoke about the stars with a childlike enthusiasm,
but a wisdom resembling the best and most noble teacher. It is not important to know the names of the stars. The most important is to look up to them. We, who listened to him, couldn't name his artistry, but we who looked up to him, we rose above the heights of the geniuses. Alla där rats was born in a Roma musician family with
14
siblings. His father played the viola. When he was 8 years old, Alla där joined a band, and when he was 16, he played in an upscale coffee shop in Budapest. He received an offer to travel to Paris, where he lived for 24 years. He played in commercial bands, but he professed his musical knowledge and worked on improvements on his musical instruments as well. It is difficult to establish the exact time when the cymbal, dulcimer, came into common use in Hungary due to a lack of historical records. In some historical references, the name of the cymbal was mixed with other types of musical instruments. In the biblical translation of the Bax Codex from the 15th century, the cymbal represented an old Jewish instrument similar to the brass percussion instrument. In the 16th century, the name cymbal was used as we use it today for the dulcimer type of string instrument. From this time, the use of this instrument was connected to the gypsies. At that time, the instrument was used with either hitting the string with wooden sticks, beaters, or the strings were picked. The musician confessed in one of his interviews, "I worked for 10 years until I improved my new type of beaters. When I was ready with my new beaters,
I felt I was strong enough to beat even the devil himself
without getting tired." He continues, "It is important when you interpret music that you are able to distinguish different harmonies. The Shunda type of pedal system made it only partially possible. Alla där rats installed new pedal systems on the upper strings. He also fine-tuned the instrument with other minor adjustments. At some point in life, he was touched by Baroque music. One French lead violinist introduced him to one of Bach's violin sonatas, saying that these would sound great on cymbals as well. Alla där rats was very impressed by these opuses. He felt the closeness of the Baroque music to the Gypsy music with its endless variations and dynamics. He studied Bach, Couperin, Rameau, and Scarlatti. Once, in a music shop, he noticed a chest filled with musical notepapers. 50 kilograms of papers cost 10 francs. After purchasing the almost 100 songs, he poured them out on the floor at home and started immersing himself deeper and deeper in the composer's music. In Couperin, Rameau, and others' musical pieces, I found so much of the Hungarian folk music's virtuosity that I could easily interpret this style at once. Since my childhood, I have always had a talent to make music dynamic, virtuous, and individual," noted about his autodidactic ways. In 1915, in Geneva, he was discovered by Ernest Ansermet and Igor Stravinsky, and his musical career got a boost. Ansermet organized an evening with cymbals in the conservatoire in Geneva. Stravinsky composed ragtime for the evening for him. He later played with famous conductors such as Paul Zacher and Felix Weingartner. He traveled the world with his concert engagements. French critics assigned him the nickname Ferenc Liszt of the cymbal. He returned to Hungary with his Swiss wife. Yvonne Barblan accompanied her husband on piano during their concerts. Erne Dohnányi, the director of the Academy of Music, offered him a professorship for the then world-renowned virtuoso. Aladár Rácz's legacy is that he was able to play the most sophisticated classical music on this very simple instrument. He elevated playing the cymbal to a superior level, and he created new possibilities as well as inspiring famous composers to write music for this instrument. He built up the classical music repertoire of the cymbal. He performed with piano accompaniments, and he created transcripts to cymbals and pianos from harpsichord collections. His last concert performance was in 1945. In 1948, when the first Kossuth Award was issued, he was the first living musician who was nominated with this award. Besides him, Béla Bartók received the award posthumously. Zoltán Zák, the outstanding Hungarian poet whose wife learned to play the cymbal from Aladár Rácz, remembers the musical genius. "What a victory! Troops are scattered. The noise warriors running away. The victors are sowing the silence, sowing the crickets, the birds. This is the moment when the sky opens up and I can again hear how the cymbal chimes on one of the everlasting stars."